Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm going to talk to you about Fringe. So Fringe is a festival that goes all over the world. It happens in different places. And what they have is, if you're a theater person, you should go to it. And they have little plays, little musicals that are no longer than 2 hours, and people are performing, and it usually is like a month, 2 months, depending on the fringe you're going. There's fringe all over. There's fringe in Europe, fringe in North America, and they're really, really fun. Local actors, sometimes you can have actors from out of the country come in, and be in that. You audition, learn your lines, and then you have those specific players either play multiple characters or play a single player. They do a phenomenal job. It's not expensive. It's like $15, but you have to buy a pin that's $10 for admission. Very cheap. See a lot of plays, short musicals. I remember one time they were doing Sweet Home Alabama, the musical. They do a phenomenal job. Local actors, some like international. It's a fun time. Like I said, they do it every year. Check it out. Very fun, especially if you're into the performing arts. Very fun and great thing to do with friends, your loved ones, significant others. Great time. Plus, it's a festival. There's different ones you can look online and see what play or musical interests you, and you can get food there, drinks there as well. The food and drinks are like normal prices for food and drinks. If you went to any place and you can bring the food and drinks in, just letting you know, if you're going to Fringe, the time that it says, like for example, I'm gonna do both times because I go by the 24-hour clock. If the show says it starts at 8 p.m., 20 o'clock, it starts at that time. I know all my Broadway friends here know the like 8:05 thing. If you know Broadway like that, they start at 8:05. It's not the same with Fringe. Fringe, if it says it starts at 8 p.m., aka 20 o'clock, it starts at 20 o'clock, aka 8 p.m. And you will not be able to come in once it starts. Once it starts, that's when it starts. There's no late admission. If you leave, here's another thing too. If you leave, you cannot be permitted back in. So there's no hold, there's no like, oh, after 15, no. Once you're in, you're in. You have to stay for the whole thing. If you leave, even if it's to use the washroom, you cannot come back in. Just a little warning for you guys. So go pee before the show that you are going to. If you have back-to-back shows, I would still, like, once that show ends, go pee quickly. Try to go pee quickly and then go to the other show, because they don't allow late arrivals at all. And get there early too, because parking is a mess. It's terrible, and that can contribute to a reason why you're late for the show as well. So plan accordingly. I would say like 2 hours, get there like for parking like 2 hours, so you get a parking spot, get to the venue where your Fringe show is happening. If you have extra time before your show starts, get food, drinks, go inside with your food and drinks, because you're allowed to bring your food and drinks inside, eat it there, and have fun. Bring friends, anyone, but it's a good old time. But just letting you know, it's a great thing to go to Fringe. Very fun, lovely. I've been to it was my third year going. Very fun, great. I've supported friends that were in it, friends I created, Fringe shows, shows that I saw, thought, oh, I would like to see that. But yeah, here, next year, if you want to go to Fringe and check it out, you should definitely. And that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.